Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 8th. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Jason, is your back better or whatever you banged up from jumping off the golf cart? Or falling off the golf cart?
I was tossed. I was thrown from the golf cart. I didn't elect to jump off. I was a little sore yesterday. Actually, I was really sore yesterday. It's a little bit better today. I took some medication last night to help me sleep a little bit. But it's more my knee than my back right now. My left knee is really banged up.
Is it swollen?
Yeah, it's swollen. I don't think there's anything structurally wrong, but... I must have landed on the left knee, and yeah, it hurts pretty bad. So it's my left knee right now, not my lower back as much.
Isn't it unbelievable how we're just falling apart? My wife
well,
and
dude, I don't care if it was a 21-year-old. They would have been banged up, too. I mean, I hit the ground hard.
Yeah, I believe you.
You're going to get banged up falling off a golf cart.
But yes, it just takes longer to recover. Yes.
It just takes longer, and they just accumulate. Like my wife and I, we play a little tennis. It's basically, I don't know, it's almost like ping pong tennis, you know, on my driveway. We have this net and we whatever. And we just don't move like we used to. You know, she hits a forehand, you know, cross court. I go, nice shot.
Yeah, you don't even attempt it.
Like, don't even try.
10 years ago, you might have dug for it, but now you're like, you know what? It's not
nice
worth
shot.
The effort. Not happening.
And then when we get the balls, we like lean over, you know, like literally like we're 100.
Right.
What happened? What happened to us?
It's called age.
It's so
coming
undefeated.
Of age. Foster the People wrote a song about it. Right. Coming of age, cakes.
Now that's the guy that's married to Ruthie, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Mark Foster married
Mark
to Julia
Foster.
Garner.
Yeah. My in-laws just plowed through all three seasons of Ozark.
Oh, really? Good. What did they think?
I think they really liked it. But you know what's interesting? They wanted to kind of put it all together again. And so after they watched the last episode of the third season, my mother-in-law wanted to go back and watch the first one or two again of season one just to kind of put it all together again.
By the way, the first scene, I'd like to see the reaction of your mother-in-law.
The tagging?
A small New York Chinese woman. When the first season of the first episode and the first segment of the first season is Laura Linney getting tagged by the guy she was banging in the hotel room. And, of course, Marty's watching it on the computer when he's got two clients in the room.
Right.
I'd like to see the reaction of your mother-in-law and your mom, actually.
She's pretty good about that. She's pretty good about that stuff. I think my mom would be more sort of horrified by it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, my mother-in-law is pretty cool with that kind of stuff. She doesn't seem to mind.
Yeah, I don't think Mrs. Bickle will be down with Ozark. There's a lot of gratuitous sex and violence and treachery, and it's not what she's all about.
That's not her cup of tea, for sure.
Yeah. Gambling. I mean, gambling's front and center.
Jason, did you watch more Bloodline?
Sorry?
Did you watch more Bloodline?
I watched I'm through episode 12, so I got one more episode.
That's a lot of episodes, man. You started that on Saturday?
I can't remember. Yeah, I think Saturday.
I watched.
So what are we at? What's today? Wednesday?
Yep. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, I think I started on Saturday.
I watched three episodes of Naked and Afraid yesterday. One was outstanding. The other one, these guys were in Canada. And they they both brought like knives, so neither one brought a fire starter. They went 8 days. The temperatures were dipping into the 40s at night. 40s. And it was raining. They went 8 days with no fire, Cakes.
That's, I don't know how you survived that.
They kept trying with the bow thing and the string, you know, and it took them 8 days to build fire. And they were crying and shivering and on the brink of hypothermia every night.
They didn't bring one of Prodigy's hits with them on their camping expedition?
Which
fire
one?
Starter.
Fire starter. Right.
That's one of their go-tos.
Yeah.
Crank it up, Valdez. Come on.
Right.
Let's liven this thing up.
I can't. I love that show so much. I'm so into it.
I'm not because I tried 12 minutes of it and I have not re-engaged.
Come on, Cakes. You said you would. JP, you said
I
you
will,
would too.
I know.
You know what?
I'll text you.
It's tough with the toddler, man. It's tough to watch.
Oh,
TV
you got time.
I'm telling you, I watch too much news.
Give me a break.
I'm watching too much of the news.
Yeah, hey, you are watching too much of the news.
Drab brought up a great point the other day.
Yeah.
Off air, he said, if ABC won't let Nick Wallenda go across a tightrope with a harness, they're going to let some donk swim across a lake with crocodiles in it.
All I can tell you is that there are moose, there are black panthers. That means you just see it. There are, I mean, I don't know.
Chad Bozeman was there.
I've seen them be attacked by caiman, which I guess is another. Do you? I've never even heard of it. I've never even heard of that before.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, so I've seen the caiman alligators.
You'll go to the zoo.
No,
you ever been to the zoo?
A couple times.
You go in the reptile house. There, bam. There's a caiman right next to the alligator.
I have zero interest in the zoo. I've been to the Phoenix Zoo. I've been to DC Zoo a couple times. That's it. But yeah, I've seen the caiman, Drabby, jump out of the water. I saw the guy yesterday, a king cobra. I'm sure this was fake. A king cobra, or whatever the hell it was. He was butt naked. The guy's butt naked with his stick 3 feet away from him.
Come on.
Okay.
You don't think they could edit that?
There's zero editing. He stabs him with the stick. The girl gives him the machete. He chops the head off. And they're walking away. Yeah. One of the country's deadliest snakes.
The snake could have been dead already.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
He was in front of the one length irons.
Oh my god!
Nice cobra zing. I like it.
Look, I'm sure that there's some clever editing about some things, but I've seen them kill poisonous snakes. I've seen alligators lurch at them. You see the animals print the coyotes. Circling their frigging structure every night, their little campsite.
Man, I need the sound machine worse than ever.
This is the same network that had Bear Grylls in a remote destination, just happened to be right next to a roadside hotel.
Yeah, that show was a fraud. Okay. That show was a fraud. I agree. That show's a fraud.
Most reality shows are frauds.
I agree. But this ain't keeping
not
up
100%
with
of them.
This ain't keeping up with the Kardashians. Jason, you can't even talk because you haven't seen more than 10 seconds of it.
I haven't. You're right. I have not. But I do know that if I watched it, I would know that there was editing involved.
Of course there's editing. Of course. I mean, they're there for 21 days. And they do the shots like they do in Survivor where they come back and they show a shot of an alligator and then they go to the campsite. But you see them have enough encounters that you realize it's no joke. I don't even know why I'm wasting my time. It's like having a political argument with somebody. You're just wasting your time.
I will re-engage. I will watch the remainder of the first episode that I dove into today.
I said I was going to watch it, but actually, every time you talk about it, I become less interested.
There's not much
appealing to it for me.
I don't know how that can be appealing. It's fascinating. Plus, it gets nice. Every once in a while, there's like a hot chick in there. Every once in a while. Most of them are granola-y, and it's just kind of annoying.
But I mean, even the hot chick probably has 1,000 mosquito bites.
True.
What are you going to do?
True. But what I always find interesting is something like it was 40 degrees, raining. They're on the brink. Like the one guy said he thought he was going to die. And she wouldn't let him fall asleep because I guess if you fall asleep in something like that, you could just go into full-blown hypothermia and die. Some of them refuse to spoon or cuddle up. Because of like their religious beliefs or whatever.
Yeah.
Others just are full blown. They bang. They damn near look like they're banging. Because
you need that body heat.
The body, of course. I would do the body heat. I would do.
Where is it filmed?
Anywhere.
I know, but where's this particular one filmed?
Well, the one I saw was in Canada.
Sterling Canada. Hollywood Studio.
No. Yeah, you got to watch it. By the way, just a separate topic. Did you see that Jack, the guy that owns Twitter, Jack Dorsey,
yes,
donating, he's giving up cakes, 28% of his income. 28% Good. Of his income for coronavirus relief.
He's giving $1 billion of his Square shares. And, you know, this is what tilts me to no end. People will still charity shame him for giving up $1 billion, saying he's a multi-billionaire, so he should give up more.
Dude,
who's giving more than $1 billion?
Who's given more than 28% of their wealth? Nobody.
Well,
nobody.
All those billionaires that signed up for the
Buffett,
pledge,
those
giving
guys
away.
They're not giving away
more than 28% while they're living.
Maybe while they're living. I think they're committed to give up 90%.
Well, they'll be dead. Who cares?
Yeah, they're
talking about he's in the prime of his life.
Right.
Prime of his life.
It's a big move by him.
Dude, I don't like a lot of things about Twitter, but that, you got to just tip your cap to that dude.
That's an amazing gesture by him.
100%.
Because, by the way, his net worth has got to be plummeting every day, too.
Has to be.
Has to be. Whose isn't?
People are shaming your boy, EB, Jeff Bezos, for only giving $100 million.
Right.
I mean, like, what more do people want?
Right.
They actually want your blood and your plasma.
I would just put that money right in the money that I had left and just put it right in a savings account, earn 1%, and just look at it every day.
Of course you would. All of us would.
I wouldn't even worry about the Dow. I would just stick it in my savings account.
Dow, there's no Dow
Drabby,
at that point.
Yeah. Did I see on Kevin's, like, one of his social media pages that he did a Zoom interview with Jeffrey Katzenberg?
He did for Quibi.
He did. So Katzenberg did it from his yacht, from his $500 million yacht?
Are you thinking of Geffen?
Geffen. I'm thinking of Geffen.
Look,
right.
Katzenberg is
up.
Loaded, too. I'm sure he's got a yacht, but you
okay,
might be
you're right.
It looked like Katzenberg was in his house.
Okay, you're right. I was thinking of Geffen. Okay.
Everybody's talking about this Quibi thing.
What is Quibi? I don't know what that is.
App?
It's like this new service where you watch shows in short bursts.
7 or 8 minute little shows, I think.
Yeah,
right?
And the video is supposed to be super high quality.
Super high quality. It's vertical on your phone, but if you tilt your phone, it automatically quickly rotates.
It makes it silly?
It makes it look silly.
Because they shot two videos simultaneously, one vertical, one horizontal.
What kind of shows are you watching?
Like sitcoms, like their own content.
They're little, So it's kind of like how Twitter's like a micro blog. These are like micro shows, but they're a little
longer.
They have
like movies that are broken up into like 10 episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. Maybe it'll catch fire. I think it's free for 90 days, so you can download the app.
I'm out.
Watch
your phone. I'll get right on that.
But they're real actors. Like
Jennifer
Lopez has a show. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff on here.
I mean, I know I'm ADD, but
she gets on my nerves.
I don't want 7 minute shows. I'm going to try to. I wouldn't even figure out what's going on in 7 minutes. Takes me forever.
Well, it's like a skit on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, but you don't have the attention span for our show.
I know, but I'm not interested in investing just for a 7 minute payoff. I don't know.
But that's Quibi.
Quibi, yeah. I've been reading about it.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, our pal J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington will join us. We'll get his take on the latest with the Redskins as they prepare for the NFL draft, which is right around the corner. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Wednesday morning. A little bit later, Alan May from NBC Sports Washington going to join us. Talk a little puck, what's happening in the sports world there. Cal Ripken Jr. at 9 o'clock. But right now we are joined by our pal J.P. Finley, Redskins insider for NBC Sports Washington. He joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Good morning, J.P.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Hope everybody's safe and well.
How are you, pal? You hanging in there?
Yeah, we're doing all right, man. Just, sticking around the house and trying to get through it.
What's the highlight of the Finley day, typically?
The first cocktail at 4 o'clock.
Is that pretty much every
day? You wait till 4? I don't.
Well, bedtime with two little ones is pretty chaotic. So if I start too much earlier, it would be trouble from that 7 to 8 o'clock hour. I don't know. Not every day at 4 o'clock, obviously. I mean, there's been some cool stuff, but it's been tough. I've learned to be a little more handy in some things around the house than I ever expected.
Give an example. See where you're at.
Fix the toilet.
You did? That's impressive. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What was the issue?
So my baby girl, my 14-month-old, you know, like the hose that comes out of the wall and connects the water, she just yanked on that thing, and all of a sudden we had a little leak going. So I kind of just looked at YouTube videos and called my father-in-law and figured out that at first I thought we needed a new hose, but then it ended up I had to replace that whole apparatus that's like in the actual commode. Like the flapper and all that thing.
Right.
So, honestly, toilets are pretty simple machines. You just got to turn the water off.
Right.
So that's
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Save you a couple $100. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
You need it now.
Have you gained a lot of weight? I think I'm estimating I've gained 10 pounds.
So I am eating like absolute crap.
Yes.
And just everything so we bought a bunch of like non-perishable stuff. But, like, to me, non-perishable stuff is, like, a whole bunch of Oreos and Triscuits right. and stuff.
I got Twinkies delivered.
I've been working out a lot because we have, like, some workout equipment at the house, and it's just good to get, like, a little bit of a release. But then eating, like, just absolute junk.
And then drinking.
Yeah, eating and drinking all the time because there's nothing else to do. Yeah. You don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
That's cool. Typically, would you be driving to the park? Sorry, Cakes. How often would you typically be driving to Redskins Park during the week?
This time of year, probably just once to do Larry Michael's show. Mm-hmm. But OTAs would be starting. Now, I don't know if the media would be out there quite yet, but over the next month, especially going towards draft week, I mean, the week of the draft, I'd be out at the park probably 4 days, and then I'd be at our studio in Bethesda. You know, the rest of the time, I'd be running around a lot right now. I honestly think tomorrow would have been Ohio State's pro day, and I would have been in Columbus for that. Last week or 2 weeks ago would have been NFL owners meeting, so I would have been in Florida for that. Who knows? I don't know what we would have done for the draft if maybe I would have gone to Vegas, if Chase Young went to Vegas. Just to try to secure that interview. But, I'm cognizant that there are people out there with exceptionally, exponentially much harder circumstances. But, I mean, this thing has put a real damper on a million. I think the unintended consequences of shutting everything down are so vast and wide-reaching, you know?
JP, this is looking forward a bit to the draft. But what are those hurdles going to be like for you and the other people that cover the team as far as covering the draft since it's all being done remotely? I know they wouldn't let you in the war room anyway. You do something probably from the park. Are you doing something from Redskins Park? Are you doing it from your home right in front of your camera? How is that going to work?
Yeah, Redskins Park is closed. It's my understanding that nobody's going to be there for the draft, including coaches, you know, Ron Rivera, Kyle Smith. Everybody's going to be remote. I think for the media, the only real difference – With the number two pick, I don't know how focused anybody would be about breaking who they're drafting. I think we all know who they're drafting. But obviously some sort of trade or anything. I think it'll be harder to get that sort of high-level information out because it's so distant and there's not, you know, 20 people in a room and 50 people in a facility. You know, the ultimate decision makers are probably going to be much more close to the vest. And I think, I don't know if you saw John Harbaugh's comments about being concerned about like getting hacked on draft night. I think that's legitimate. I mean, when you get into the world of like super competitive billion-dollar organizations, I think there could be some level of, I'm not saying like one team to another team trying to hack, but the level of like computer knowledge is probably much higher outside of football coaches and scouts and personnel guys than it is inside that world. And with so much eyeballs and attention devoted to that, you know, especially the first round Thursday night, like that couple hour period, I think it's going to be nuts. Who knows what's going to happen? For me personally, reporting on it, I think because the Skins will be on the clock, you know, by 8:15, and their pick will probably be made by 8:25. I don't think it'll be that much harder. We're going to be live on air for a couple hours that night, and that'll be interesting because, you know, we're starting to get back into the flow of doing television shows, but we haven't done anything live yet. It's one thing to be doing remotes when you have all your equipment and producers and everybody's in the same place, but everybody's remote. Everybody's working off a computer at their house. So that stuff will probably have some technical challenges, if I had to guess.
Cakes, every NFL team should have a guy like, remember Theo from Die Hard, the brother with the glasses who was unloading the vaults or unlocking the vaults? Every NFL team should have the biggest computer nerd on hand to make sure everything goes smooth.
Hire that dude now.
Yep. Get him in there.
That dude's in high demand all over the country, I'm guessing.
Talking to J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington, Redskins Insider, you wrote about Kyle Allen being the backup if everything goes to hell and they only have like 2 weeks before season starts, right? Ron Rivera talked about that.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting. Ron Rivera did an extensive video conference with local reporters yesterday, and then that comment, I noticed that last night from a Sports Illustrated story. So it's my understanding that Ron also did a call with national reporters. And I think the quote that I tweeted out this morning is from a call with national reporters. And what he said makes a lot of sense. It's still just interesting that he said it. Basically, I mean, the NFL has said they want to come out and play their season as it's regularly scheduled in September. But what is very unclear, it's unclear if that'll happen, one, but it's very unclear and probably unlikely on some level that there's going to be any off-season work, and that could stretch all the way to training camp, which usually opens in late July. So if training camp gets condensed and maybe they cut the preseason, and all of a sudden these teams get together late August for an early September start, Ron Rivera said, listen, if we only have 2 weeks to go, I'd be very comfortable going with Kyle Allen as our quarterback because he already knows the system and he's up and running. Dwayne Haskins doesn't know the system, and they're going to get playbooks, and he'll be able to talk with players, you know, via Zoom and video conference and everything else, talk with new coaches. But, you know, for Dwayne, you're talking about somebody that will be with his fifth play caller in 4 years, fourth play caller in 3 years, his third new offensive system in 3 years. And, you know, it's widely reported how much he struggled to get up to speed last year. And you like to think that he's more mature now and understands the pace which he needs to attack an NFL playbook. But, I mean, none of those are sure things. So I think the setup right now is very clear that Haskins would be the guy, but if all hell breaks loose, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? It could very easily be every team gets 10 days before the season opener, and in that case, Rivera's made it clear he'd be comfortable to go with Kyle Allen.
I just don't know how they can do that, though, with guys. Like, you're really risking injury with guys. Forget about how, like, how clean the reps will be and all that. You can't just have 10, right, JP? You can't just have the guys throw them to the wolves like that quickly.
Especially because gyms are closed. I mean, yeah. I know that guys, I've talked to a decent amount of players over the last month or so, and they're all doing what they can to stay in shape. But not everybody has a home gym to the level that NFL players need. Yeah, right. I mean, the workout routines those guys are doing is not the same as you know, an average person banging out 50 push-ups in their backyard or something. It's much, much different. So I think you will have to take that into consideration significantly. Rivera kind of touched on that the other day, that, you know, he's not going to know what anybody looks like until they all get back in the facility. He hopes that his guys are working out, like, I think the quote was, like, the professionals they're paid to be. But, I mean, you and I have just joked around about gaining 10 pounds during quarantine. People forget that NFL players are just regular dudes, regular people, too. And if they can't go to the grocery store and the only stuff you can get delivered is pizza and burritos or something, I mean, these are significant times for everyone, and that's not going to change because, you know, you're a linebacker or you're a tight end on an NFL roster.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the younger guys on the team, and who knows where they are, but, you know, a 23, 24-year-old kid who was living in a condo or in a townhouse, you know, in a townhome community, where is he working out? I mean, is he just running around the block 100 times? What is he doing? Where is he going?
I talked to Sean Davis, who they signed, who's going to be the free safety.
Right.
And he said he's just trying to come up with workouts in his condo in New Jersey. And he's waiting to get the playbook FedExed to him. You know, so that is far from an ideal scenario for how the guy you signed to allow Landon Collins to be his best, to, I mean, they've completely rebuilt the secondary now. That's not ideal. You want that guy in the facility working with Jack Del Rio, working with Chris Harris, the secondary coach, meeting his teammates, starting to understand, you know, where his speed can help them, what Landon's speed is, where he needs to be in certain formations, all of that stuff. And that's beyond, I mean, the biggest question for the Skins going into 2020 is Dwayne Haskins. Is, can Haskins be the guy? Can he show everything he needs to show off the field, on the field, all those things? And his growth is going to be extremely stunted because of all this. There's just no way around that. Now, I guess it's fair in a way because everybody's going through the same thing. Everybody's dealing with the same restrictions and loss of access to the facility. Like, that's league-wide, but it doesn't. It's not going to hurt Russell Wilson or even Kirk Cousins or, you know, you don't have to be top of the league. Like, it's not going to hurt a veteran or an established player like it is a second-year quarterback trying to make an impression on a new head coach.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, the teams with the young quarterbacks are certainly behind the eight ball in this.
Oh, major. And think about Joe Burrow when the Bengals draft him. Right. I mean, typically you'd have rookie minicamp the week after the draft, and a quarterback like that would just live at the facility. I don't even know where Burrow is. He might be in Louisiana or
Ohio.
He might be working out
at his high school field. Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy. And the guys that are working out are probably not working out with NFL caliber receivers, or, you know, I mean, it's typically they would have these kind of big meetups where guys from all over are coming out to work out together, but you can't really do that. Fields are closed. It's hard to know what it's going to look like.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Trace McSorley, I don't know, a week ago. He's just throwing to guys that he went to high school with, guys from around the neighborhood.
And he was working out with Haskins recently.
Yeah, he and Haskins work out together. Yep. But you're right. It's not like they're throwing to guys that are in the NFL. I mean,
where are they even going? Is the St. James still open? Like,
no.
Where can you go?
There's some.
You go to high school field.
There's some field up in Tyson's that they work out at. But I mean,
one time
Trace was just trying to work out at his high school, Briar Woods, and the guy came over and said, "Sorry, bro, it's closed."
Kicked him off. Right. Yeah.
Well, DB, my friends take their kids to BCC, to that their sport athletic field, and that's closed. Like, you're not allowed out there. Which I think is, I mean, you can't let people go on a field. Isn't that pretty socially distant? But
well, because you can't control that all of a sudden a soccer game breaks out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. No, it's brutal. It's brutal.
They're going to have a virtual draft party, right, JP?
Yeah, the Skins are.
How's that work?
Sounds pretty cool. I mean, it should be interesting. I think they'll. I think everybody's going to try their best. And I think they're going to have, like, Larry Michael hosting and interviewing guests. And I think there will still be plenty of draft coverage. Because if you just look at, like, the sports spectrum right now, there is nothing. So the NFL draft is going to command a ton of attention.
Oh, everyone's going to watch it. Yeah.
But, you know, everybody is kind of working on these, like you guys on Zoom and stuff. Like, it looks like a different product than it is when you're all in the studio and all our guys are at the studio producing it. And it's just going to be different.
Yeah. I can't wait. How many guys, real quick, how many guys do you think will be involved in the process for the Redskins? How many guys do you think will be on a Zoom call?
You know, the amount of guys on the call will probably be 15-ish, I'm guessing.
Wow.
But the amount of guys talking and being heavily involved, I think, might get pared down. Because at least until you get to, like, Saturday. Saturday is when it'll get a lot more chaotic. But that first pick, I don't think there's going to be much, if any, discussion unless Miami calls with kind of a Godfather offer. If Miami calls with 5 and 18 and you know, significant offer, then that changes. But otherwise, you just take Chase Young and everybody's very happy. There's no second rounder unless something materializes for Trent, which I don't even think if that happens would get you a second rounder. The third round pick is early in the third round, so they're probably going to be pretty clear on who their targets are there.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get to Saturday, though, I mean, that's when – you know, you got certain scouts, certain personnel guys really stumping for, you know, I love this guy from, you know, Arkansas State or so, you know, it's the hypotheticals. That's when I think the communication can become much harder.
2 fourth-rounders, correct? I think they have 2 fourth-rounders this year.
Yeah, they have a comp, the comp pick there at the end of the fourth. So that's when the bullets will kind of start flying a lot faster because there's always a ton of third-day draft trades, too. Usually folks move up or move back for players they specifically want to target. So I think that's when it could get really complicated.
JP, JP, forgive me, buddy. I shouldn't have asked the last question. We're way backed up. Forgive me, pal.
Take care. No sweat.
Thank you, man.
See you guys.
Talk to you soon.
JP Finley. We'll get him on again soon. Forgive me. All right, Crop Metcalf has proudly served our community for over 40 years, and now during these uncertain times, you can expect nothing less than that same level of professionalism, honesty, and experience. 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf can tackle any heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, or pest control issue while taking every precaution to keep you, your family, and their coworkers safe. Learn more at cropmetcalf.com/health or call 1-800-GO-CROP. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8:20, our pal Alan May is going to join us. Covers the Caps for NBC Sports Washington. We basically would have been about a week away from the playoffs right now, right? Playoffs usually start right around April 15th.
Yeah, this is right around this. I think like a couple days ago might have been the last regular season Caps game. I'd have to pull up the schedule. Like usually like the 5th or 6th is when it ends.
Tomorrow would be first round of the Masters.
Yeah, this is Masters week. This is this hurts. More almost more than any of the other.
This is a big one.
This is my favorite week of the year.
Well, we're going to talk to Alan May coming up at 8:20, so we'll get his take on what's going on with any possibility of a return to the ice later in the summer for the NHL. We got Cal Ripken Jr. on at 9. We can get his take on this proposed season starting in May or June in Arizona from the Major League Baseball perspective. I wanted to bring up an NBA story.
By the way, real quick, some of the players are now coming out and saying they're not really in favor of that plan because they would be away from their families for almost 5 months.
And that's understandable.
Yeah. So it's something we didn't talk about. I mean, a lot of the veterans who are older who have kids, you can understand why they wouldn't want to do that. Some of the younger players just want to get out there and play and start earning a living and proving that they're trying to earn bigger contracts in the future too. So it's just we'll see.
A lot of it probably has to do with money. So a guy who's established has made a lot of money and done okay with their money.
Yeah.
They're not dying to get back on the field, which gets me to the story that I saw about the NBA. So Jay Williams, who's on ESPN now, former Duke point guard, played in the NBA, has a show. I guess he contributes to the Boardroom. I think that might have something to do with Kevin Durant. Anyway, he was interviewing C.J. McCollum. C.J. McCollum is an all-star guard for the Portland Trailblazers, and he is also the vice president of the NBA PA, I guess. He was asked a question about the players and how they're saving their money, and he said he believes, it's just speculative, that one-third of the NBA, average salary, $7.7 million, one-third paycheck to paycheck.
I mean... Is anybody shocked by that?
It's like Lurch.
I'm not
$7.7 million though, Cakes.
I mean, it seems like you wouldn't have.
Yeah, but he's talking about
that,
the minimum salaried guys for the most part, and it's like the NFL where a large percentage of those guys, or a certain percentage, a significant percentage, are making around league minimum. Your bottom third of your roster, right? So those are the guys, and like you said, they're probably paying for some stuff for their families. They've got agent stuff and business managers, and it just goes quicker than you think. I mean, we make a lot of money, and at the end of the day, it goes away.
It's gone.
I don't think there are that many that make minimum. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I'm looking at the Wizards right now. All right, so the Wizards have John Wall made $38.199 million this year. Bradley Beal's at $27 million.
I mean, he's not talking about those guys.
I understand that's the world's most expensive
rehab.
I'm just giving you a little perspective, right? So going down the list, Bradley Beal, $27 million. Jan Mahimi, $15.45 million.
Yuck. So gross.
But go to the bottom. Go to the Garrison Matthews.
It's fun to go through them all, EB. Just eat your cereal and just zip it.
All right.
Thomas Bryant. The bowl is butt loud.
$8 million.
I moved my mic.
You can still hear it.
Davis Bertan, $7 million. Ish Smith, $6 million. Rui on the rookie contract, $4.46 million. Jerome Robinson, $3.56 million.
Isn't he a former first round pick?
Yes,
though?
But let's use him as like your barometer. Like if you're making, I'm sorry, if you're making $3.3 million, even in a downturn, and I understand the tax man takes 50%, you should be socking away a good amount of that every 2 weeks, every month, however they do it with NBA checks, where you should be able to get through some of the lean times. Even a bottom feeder like Jerome Robinson, and he's not even the bottom feeder. He's making $3 point something million.
Yeah, right. So there's a couple guys below him. Troy Brown Jr. is at $3.2 million.
Another first-round pick, though.
Mo Wagner, $2 million. Shabazz Napier, who they just brought in, $1.845 million. Isaac Bonga, he's making $1.4 million. Gary Payton II, who... You know, was bouncing around from G League to
the
league.
That's the guy you worry about.
He's still over $1 million. He's at $1.1 million.
But again, that's...
But they spend, and they've got these hangers-on who they're giving money to, and all their buddies, and they buy three cars, and they just don't know how to save. You know what? If they listened to us, they would know how to save.
Right. We could teach that.
We should do our own separate junkies saving class for NBA
players. Yeah, but
you
know what? We just did the story. We did the story where the average American, I mean, what percentage of it blew me away?
It was 50% of households that make over $150,000 a year are essentially paycheck to paycheck.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
You see these stories all the time.
The Junkies Squeaker
People
Academy.
People spend too much.
Yeah.
Right. Junkies Squeaker Academy. All the time. Send in your applications. We'll keep the cost low in the squeaker model. Yes, we'll show you how to cut all the corners, save some cash.
I mean, I've saved money, but I probably spend too much too. Probably, you know what I mean?
That's crazy. Most guys in the NBA are so the average salary is about $8 million, but most guys are making at least $800,000.
Right.
Yeah, I mean they make a lot of money, but
I think the minimum is $900,000. So if you're making $800,000, you're struggling. Yeah. Like Anzej Pashnikas, remember the big white center they added?
Of course.
Now, he only brought in like $482,000 this year because he was up and down, you know, partly.
He probably isn't spending that much of it because that's new money to him, right? I mean, that guy was like in the G League before this.
Right, yeah.
So he probably hadn't spent all that yet. Look, we had D. Smith on all the time. There's a large percentage of guys in the NFL that are in the same boat. In the larger picture is, as we say, just in our culture. You know, we spend money. We all know it. We spend money at a ridiculous rate. We all buy houses we probably shouldn't. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
What I was trying to get to is I think they always point out what happens when you have an unexpected expense.
Yeah.
Like $500 or more, car breaks down, something like that. And they say 50% of households can't afford it.
Yeah.
That's why that's $500. Now, you afford it because you just put it on credit, and that's why we live in this society with just a great amount of debt.
It is refreshing when you see stories about guys like Gronk, who, you know, like is living off of his endorsement money, or like Michael Carter Williams, who's just a run-of-the-mill NBA player, below-average NBA player, but he's a guy that I believe socks away all of his NBA checks and lives off of like the money he gets paid for like card endorsements and any endorsements that he does in whatever
market
he's playing in. That's the kind of guy
who
will withstand these sorts of trials and tribulations.
But look, we're all guilty of it. You know, you make fun of a guy like Kirk Cousins that uses an old van to go to work, or Dale Green, right? Used to drive that old VW Bug.
They're smart.
Most of us don't do that. Most of us can size, and we like to spend the money.
To think, though, and it's speculative, that a third of the NBA players living paycheck to paycheck, that's crazy.
That
so 14 Wizards make over $1 million.
That might be too high.
14.
He's guessing, but I've heard numbers for the NFL where, you know, we all know the numbers. You just look it up, where they say something like 50% of them 3 years after retirement are actually filed for bankruptcy.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We got Alan May, as I mentioned, joining us at 820, and the great Cal Ripken Jr. at 9 o'clock. here in the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.